Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. VOA listener, welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. With me, Rahma, on the mic, presenting you the news, updates, information, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia, including through the programs like Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. To begin our program, let's listen to the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia strengthens gaming ecosystem through Gamescom 2025 in Germany. Gajah Mada University encourages public participation to prevent dengue. I'm Rahmawati. Now, the news in detail. The Indonesian government considers Gamescom to be a pivotal moment to open up opportunities for international cooperation and strengthen the Indonesian gaming industry on the international stage. VOI reporter Rizka Fadila has the detail.
The Minister of Creative Economy, Teuku Rifki Harsha, stated that President Prabowo Subianto has designated seven priority subsectors of the creative economy, including gaming, as one of the main focus out of total 17 subsectors. According to him, participation in Gamescom is a strategic step for Indonesia to open up global cooperation opportunities and strengthen the position of Indonesian game developers. He stated this while attending Gamescom 2025 held in Cologne, Germany, as quote from his personal social media account on Thursday. Gamescom is the world's largest video game and interactive entertainment exhibition held annually in Cologne, Germany. It brings together the international gaming community and the entire industry.
President Prabowo has instructed that there are seven creative economy subsectors that are a priority. One of 17 subsectors, one of them is games. So from August 20th to 22nd, there is something called Gamescom, the world's largest event for the gaming ecosystem, held in Cologne, Germany.
During the event, Indonesia showcased a special pavilion.
One of 17 subsectors, one of them is 17 subsectors, one of them is games. So from August 20th to 22nd, there is something called Gamescom, the world's largest event for the gaming ecosystem, held in Cologne, Germany.
During the event, Indonesia showcased a special pavilion to highlight Gamescom as an important opportunity for Indonesia to showcase the potential of national game industry in the international market.
Today, we are at the Indonesian Pavilion, a collaboration between the Ministry Ministry of Creative Economy, the Ministry of Trade, the Ministry of Communication and Digital, and the Jakarta Provincial Government. And of course, there was also support from the Indonesian Embassy in Berlin and the Indonesian Consulate General in Frankfurt. As a great opportunity, let's support Indonesian game developers, Indonesian games, Indonesian game workers, and the Indonesian game ecosystem to grow even bigger and go global.
The Ministry of Creative Economy affirms its commitment to continue supporting the strengthening of the national gaming ecosystem through data-driven policies. Teuku Rifki emphasized that target regulation will ensure the Indonesian game industry can compete globally while also creating more jobs. Rizka Fadila, Voice of Indonesia.
An expert from Universitas Gajah Mada highlighted the crucial role of community participation in dengue prevention. She also underlined the need for academic innovation to strengthen efforts in combating the disease. Ofra Regina has the detail.
We still need the community to be active in participating the
Director of the Center for Tropical Medicine at Universitas Gajah Mada, Citra Indriani, has encouraged public participation in tackling mosquito populations that cause dengue fever. She conveyed this in her interview with RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday. She emphasized that dengue prevention requires active community involvement alongside innovations from academic infection control and the development of dengue vaccines.
We still need the community to be active in participating the for vector control in combating the dengue fever. And also we need the academician try to find out the innovation in vector control in the vaccine and other innovation in controlling the dengue.
Citra added that dengue management cannot rely on a single effort, but requires an integrated strategy. This includes vector control, monitoring mosquito breeding sites, and active community participation. Since 2023, the Indonesian government has begun providing free dengue vaccination for children in Balikpapan. The Ministry of Health is targeting a nationwide dengue vaccination program in 2025, with East Kalimantan among the regions that have already started earlier. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Japan strengthen cooperation through the Joint Crediting Mechanism, or JCM. This forum, held in Jakarta, is expected to drive public and private investment in decarbonization projects. Hasna Nur Afifah has the detail.
The Indonesian and Japan government held a forum titled Promoting Business Engagement and Matching Through the JCM to Expand Indonesia's Carbon Market in Jakarta on Thursday. In his opening remarks, Keitaro Tsuji, director of the International Carbon Market at Japan's Ministry of the Environment, stated that the forum was organized in response to the growing demand for JCM credits, particularly in light of Japan's preparations to launch its domestic compliance market.
Because of Japan's domestic compliance market, the demand of JCM credit is skyrocketing. With this background, today's forum is being held in response to the growing momentum surrounding the JCM in two countries.
Tsuji also said this forum is an important step to accelerate the development of decarbonization projects through public and private investment.
I do hope this forum will serve as a catalyst or enhanced public-private investment in decarbonization and mark a meaningful step forward toward the sustainable future jointly pursued by Indonesia and Japan.
Since its launch in 2013, the Joint Crediting Mechanism, or JCM, has facilitated over 60 projects in Indonesia. These projects span various sectors, including renewable energy, energy efficiency, waste processing, forestry, and transportation. Collectively, the mechanism has made a significant contribution to reducing greenhouse gas emissions while also boosting private investment in Indonesia. Hasna Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Japan cooperation on low carbon projects highlight the important role of the private sector in mitigating the impacts of climate change. Ihsan Syaputra has the detail.
Indonesia and Japan are accelerating cooperation on low-carbon projects through the Joint Crediting Mechanism, SIEM. At a forum on promoting business engagement and matching in Jakarta on Thursday, Assistant Deputy Minister for Multilateral Economic Cooperation of the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, Ferry Ardianto, emphasized the strategic role of the private sector in adopting low-emission technologies while simultaneously supporting export competitiveness and achieving national climate targets.
Government cannot work alone to address the adverse and massive impact of the rising of global temperature, but require broader participation from every component in the nation. Private sector can play an important role in mitigating climate change, since they have the most potential to implement technology.
Ferry described GCM mechanism as a bridge for technology transfer, private sector participation and innovative financing with 60 ongoing projects. He stated that the adoption of low-carbon technology is now a business necessity, in line with the export market demands and the increasing prevalence of environmental, social and governance practice.
Let me emphasize that Indonesia views this forum as not only a business meeting platform, but also a strategic milestone in advancing our bilateral cooperation under the Paris Agreement, while unlocking real economic benefits for our people.
The Joint Crediting Mechanism is a bilateral SIEM that facilitates the installation of low-carbon technologies in partner countries with the aim of reducing carbon emissions, enabling both countries to meet their greenhouse gas reduction contribution targets. In Indonesia, the mechanism is recognized as equivalent to the Indonesian Emission Reduction Certification through the Mutual Recognition Agreement, which has been in effect since October 2024. Isan Syaputra, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government is committed to accelerating the construction of permanent housing and supporting infrastructure for the victims of Mount Lewu Tobi Laki-Laki's eruption. This was conveyed by Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Pratikno, after a meeting with several ministries and related institutions. Ofra has the detail.
Yang pertama yang kaitannya dengan pasca erupsi Gunung Lewu Tobi Laki-Laki.
The Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture, or Kemenko PMK, held a ministerial level meeting with related agencies to discuss effort to speed up post-disaster recovery following the eruptions of Mount Lewu Tobi Laki-Laki. The meeting took place at the Kemenko PMK building in Jakarta on Thursday. After the meeting, Coordinating Minister Pratikno emphasized that the government would accelerate the constructions of permanent housings, road access, and other supporting facilities for the affected residents.
Kita akan mempercepat untuk penyelesaian pembangunan.
We will accelerate the completion of permanent housing. At the same time, we also need to prepare road access and other facilities which we have agreed upon.
Jalan, kemudian dan juga fasilitas-fasilitas yang lain. Tadi kita sepakat.
Furthermore, Pratikno stated that the government would propose to the Ministry of Finance to immediately provide grants to local governments to help ease the burden on disaster-affected communities. He stressed that post-disaster recovery is not only about rebuilding houses, but also about restoring education and health services, as well as reviving people's livelihoods. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Facing a surge in cross-border cyber threats, Indonesia is cementing a critical law enforcement partnership with FBI. At a high-level conference in Bali, officials from across the Asia-Pacific region rallied behind the initiative, highlighting the urgent need for shared intelligence and collaborative action to combat espionage, sabotage, and cybercrime that jeopardize national security. Desi Anugranov has the detail.
The Indonesian National Police is spearheading an initiative to bolster its information technology infrastructure, aiming to counter the rising tide of cyber attacks and sophisticated technology-based crime that threatens national and regional security. The urgent need for enhanced cooperation was the central theme of the FBI National Academy Associates Asia-Pacific Chapter Retaining Conference 2025 held in Bali on Tuesday. Police Brigadier General Ratno Kunchoro, President of the FBI NAA Asia Pacific Chapter, outlined the evolving challenges facing the region as squad from Antara, He stated that Indonesia will establish a new law to determine such threat.
Kita memiliki undang-undang KUHP yang sudah diketok palu.
We already have the new criminal code which will take effect on January 1st, 2026. With this event, we are preparing improvement so we can handle espionage and sabotage cases thoroughly.
Tindak pidana, spionase, dan sabotase.
The conference highlighted that these transnational threats transcend borders, making international collaboration not just beneficial but essential. Partnership between the Indonesian National Police, other government institutions, and the Federal Bureau of Investigations is particularly focused on mitigating critical national security risks, especially espionage and sabotage. The event served as a key platform for sharing intelligence and best practices. It was attended by more than 200 participants, including senior FBI National Academy alumni from 30 countries. This forum is vital for updating information on transnational crime trends and fortifying collaboration and professional networks among law enforcement and intelligence agencies across Indonesia and the wider Asia-Pacific region. Indonesia's growing role in this international effort is underscored by its contingent of 41 FBI National Academy graduates, comprising 38 officers from the National Police and 3 from the Corruption Eradication Commissions. This is Granov, Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Here goes my hey, no. Tak beriman, tentukan masa yang akan datang. To live and breathe the change we see. I truly believe I have the planet. For ignorant, mana kanan kiri dan polusi. You live in the normal, but like you will see. Messy for me, can't see, wrong me. Do this, bila waktunya tuh beraksi. Now,
apabila semua tinggal cerita dan kisah kenangan alam indah. Like this song, rekaman ekspresi gelisah. Tapi cobalah cek realita.
We're a part of this problem. We need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan. We're a part of this problem. We need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan.
To protect our children, let us pray.
Voice of Indonesia.
Word of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
Dear listeners, welcome to another edition of Indonesian Wonder, where we explore the hidden gems and breathtaking destinations of our beautiful archipelago. Today, we are taking you to a picturesque beach that promises a memorable experience. Slili Beach in Yogyakarta. For all of you beach enthusiasts out there, make sure to plan a visit to Gunung Kidul in Yogyakarta. Why you ask? Because Gunung Kidul is home to a stunning array of beaches, and one standout is Slili Beach. This captivating destination attracts numerous visitors due to its pristine beauty and powdery white sand. Slili Beach serves as a natural divider between Krakal Beach and Sadranan Beach and is situated in Sidoarjo Village, Tepus District, Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta. It's about 70 kilometers or approximately 1.5 hours from the heart of Yogyakarta. To access Slili Beach, a modest entrance fee of 15,000 rupees per person is required. Parking fees are around 15,000 to 30,000 rupiah for cars and 5,000 rupiahs for motorcycles. Upon arrival, you'll be greeted by the sight of gleaming white sand and crystal clear blue waters. Nestled between two hills, the beach enjoys relatively calm waves, making it ideal for shoreline play or for a refreshing swim. For those interested in marine life, snorkeling opportunities abound, allowing you to explore the vibrant underwater world around Selili Beach. With its elevated surroundings, Selili Beach offers spectacular vistas. You can hike up Kobingan Hills, which is conveniently close to the beach, for a panoramic view of the ocean. After your adventures, unwind and savor delectable seafood at local food stalls or simply relax while watching the sunrise or sunset. The beach is well equipped with amenities, including a parking area, a prayer room, gazebos, restrooms, food and beverage stalls, cafes, accommodations and snorkeling gear rental. Listeners, that concludes today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Join us tomorrow for another captivating destination. Until then, take care and goodbye.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital Application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
langit pun kelabu. Samar ku rasa tanpa dirimu. Enggan rasanya untuk coba hubungimu. Oh, takutnya hati makin merindu. Diam kan tak bisa berkata. Hati dan rasa tak sama di malam rawan. Sadarkan dirimu indah, tak cukup sekali ku pikirkanmu. Salahkah meski kau banyak hati yang memuja. Tak sama di malam rawan.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 in 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesia. Introduce yourself.
Hello, nama saya Rahma. Hello, my name is Rahma.
Hi, saya Ray. Hi, I'm Ray.
Now it's your turn. Let's answer this question.
Siapa nama kamu? Siapa nama kamu? What's your name? Answer by saying nama saya.
Insight of the day.
When greeting or introducing yourself, it is a good habit in Indonesia to shake hands and give slight nod. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words only on Let's Speak Indonesia. Sampai jumpa!
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector that I think that will be helped, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025, is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector. And then food and beverage accommodation, this is because we know that the government have a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, yeah, or MBG. Mm-hmm. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption. And the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Dear listeners, today's Music Corner is going to present a regional song from West Kalimantan entitled Pagu Banua Borneo. This song is part of the oral traditions of the Dayak people. Pagu Banua Borneo, which means the beautiful nature of Borneo, tells the story of the Dayak tribe's inner bond, love, and pride for their ancestral land, the island of Borneo. In addition, the lyrics also describe the Dayak tribe's appreciations for their rich culture and natural resources. The song Pagu Banua Borneo is often performed alongside typical Dayak cultural elements such as traditional dances, traditional clothing, and important ceremonies that are still preserved today. Pagu Banua Borneo is not just a song. It is also a means to musically celebrate and disseminate traditions, values, and moral teachings. Here is the song Pagu Banua Borneo sung by Fausta. Enjoy listening to the song.
Siap ngadap anu bau, lempar. Indonesia. VOI listener, that's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia or Instagram at VOI_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at VOI_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.